Mali in West Africa is a country broken in two. It's been in free fall since a military coup in March. Tuareg rebels took advantage of the power vacuum and seized control of the north. Now radical Islamists have gained the upper hand there, and they're imposing a harsh form of Sharia law. One casualty is Mali's once vibrant music scene. Reporter Marissa Neff recently spoke with members of the band Tarakaft from Mali's troubled north.
Azawad in North Mali is the area that produced the desert-swept blues of the band Tenarawen and the late Ali Farka Touré.
J'ai trouvé le métro, n'est pas un petit bout. Je suis né.
Now, all Western and non-devotional music has been outlawed in Azawad. Militants have burned instruments and amplifiers, and musicians have been threatened with amputation or worse for doing what they love. One of the many groups affected by what's happening is the Tuareg band Tarakaft. The name means caravan in Tamashek. The leader, Diara, was a founding member of Tenarawen. He left to join Tarakaft, and today the group is a full-on family affair, fronted by Diara and two of his nephews, Sanu and Abdallah Ag Ahmed. These days, Diara lives over the border in Algeria. When I spoke with him, he expressed bewilderment over the current state of affairs at home. Though he wants the nomadic lifestyle of Tuaregs to be protected, he hopes that Mali will be united again as one nation.
I don't understand what is happening in Mali. There has always been conflict between North and South. But things are different now with the Tuareg rebels and the Islamic extremists. Like many Tuaregs, I'm just watching the situation because it's so difficult to understand what the future holds.
28-year-old guitarist Sanu is part of the next generation of Mali's desert bluesmen. He was born into this music and learned to play when he was a child. Now that playing guitar is forbidden in his homeland, he lives in Europe and Canada when he's not on tour. When I asked him if exile is a choice, he noted his limited options.
It's a choice because my life is as a musician. With the strict Islamic laws, there's no way to live in Mali today.
When I asked if he wants to return to Mali one day, he said,
"Bien sûr, oui."
Of course. The UN Security Council has approved the idea of an African-led force to help Mali's army defeat the Islamists in the north. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has been pressing neighboring Algeria to take a central role. But at this point, it's unlikely that Sanu will go home anytime soon. For the world, I'm Marissa Neff.
Tarakaft. Marissa Neff met the band last week at the World Music Expo in Greece, and you can read her blog post from Womex at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.